So we're using this new site to record this now.
Yeah. Yes.
Have we got any idea how this is going to turn out?
I didn't even really know how to open it.
Hello, welcome to the Messy Pew podcast, the place where we basically, you know, ask questions that we really should be asking in a church small group somewhere, but there isn't anywhere safe enough. His name is Andy. They would probably kick us out. It would probably not go well. Yeah. How are you, my friend?
I'm all right. Yeah, how are you?
You're looking filled with energy. You're looking like you're glad it's not a YouTube channel yet.
Yes. That sums up my feelings pretty good right now.
But to your credit, your camera's obviously a far higher quality and you're hand-in-hand with your lighting than my kind of pixelated mess of a face.
Yeah.
And that is just the camera, not anything else. Anyway, where were we? So, question.
Your pixelated mess of a face, I think, is where we were.
Thank
Should we talk more about that?
And this is the reason why we ask these questions here for you, lovely listener, to listen into and not share it with other people face to face. How is your search for Bible study notes going?
Not great.
Because, so, last week, I should probably put context. You went into the local Christian bookshop place.
I did, yeah.
And you did the very brave thing. And you walked out with I presume you walked out with nothing. Yeah. You just walked in, walked out. Possibly said bye.
Have that awkward thing where the people in the Christian bookshop in our town know who I am. they like to start up conversations with me. So I don't get to do that anonymous kind of quick browse without having to talk to anyone.
So you actually had a conversation?
Well, we spoke.
And you left, and you didn't actually. You know, I don't think I could do that. I think I'd be trapped until I brought an actual CD or that. I don't know. Does anyone use CDs anymore? It'll probably end up being used as a.
What's a CD?
It is from back in the days of record players, I guess.
There we go. I went in. I looked through their Bible notes and then left without buying anything.
You are a braver man than I am.
You're not setting the bar very high.
Indeed. Well, considering the bar is walking into a shop and walking out, I have to agree with you on that point.
Yeah.
A while back, we talked about bringing good news to this podcast.
Yes, we did. Have you found any since then? Before you drop me in it like that?
You are asking me with a tone of, you haven't got anything either, have you, Mackay?
Have you got anything?
I do. Well, I do and I don't.
Okay.
In warm banks.
Yeah.
I mean...
So, a warm bed being a place where you can go to somewhere warm rather than heating your own house because nobody can afford to do that anymore.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm kind of looking at another church that's advertising that it's something that they're doing. And I'm looking at it going, actually, this is a really good thing.
Yeah, we do want to work.
And that is a really good thing. Don't get me wrong, calling in warm banks... Terrible.
We don't call it a warm bank. That's an awful name.
Good. But the service, it being a thing,
Yeah.
Is it good? And I'm like, I'm just looking at it going, actually, you know what? If you have a building that you are able to open up to the general public, and heck, you know, even if it's a small little building and you're keeping each other warm by just sheer volume of people in that space, then good on you.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think it's like meeting a genuine need of the community.
Which yeah, totally.
Good. And it's like a need that they want to have met as well. Like it's not just there. Or the Bible says you need Jesus, so we must force Jesus on you.
Yeah, and yeah, I'm really hoping that no one is taking this as an opportunity to evangelize in an overt, let's all have a Bible study kind of way. I'm hoping that this is literally here, here's a warm space, help yourself to some coffee type thing.
Yeah, it needs to be about relationships. So like, if you're there, you need to be genuinely interested in them, not just because they might become a member of your church, but because they are a human being and you are actually interested.
Yeah, yeah. And as you said, it's an actual need. It's something that people need, people want. And if you've got a church building that can, that you can do that sort of thing in, brilliant.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's not about bums on seats on a Sunday morning.
No, I don't think church should be about that either, but it often becomes that, sadly.
Indeed.
But yeah, I think, you know, church
but yes, meeting. Yeah, this is good news of the week. Yes.
Absolutely brilliant. And, there are very tangible ways that that will increase the church, as it, in inverted commas. It doesn't necessarily need to mean meet more people coming in on a Sunday morning.
Totally. Totally. So, moving on. Current date of recording is December the 1st.
1st of December.
Okay. Now, is it technically Advent?
Well, it is technically Advent, yes. Advent started on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, of course it is.
But according to the radio this morning, they started Christmas today.
Oh, fair enough.
Didn't realise the BBC had that power. But
well, haven't they got like one big button that they press and it's now Christmas since like top down?
I think that's what they did, yeah. And then, it was a painful
I'm feeling far more Christmas music. Yeah. You say painful, it was joyful.
And really. I didn't listen to the whole of it, I turned it off. But, I turned it on and I'm still doing it.
It's going to be doing that for a fair while now.
Yes.
Good luck.
Yes. And unfortunately, I even got whammed on the first day.
Oh, well done.
So, yeah.
So, two quick questions for you. Do you Elf on the Shelf?
No, we do not do Elf on the Shelf. Do you do Elf on the Shelf?
We do now. Oh. We managed to avoid it for years on end, and then the conversation came up, and it was all kind of lots of other kids do it, and we're like, oh, go on then. So this is our second year.
Yeah, I sort of really don't want to, but also think it'd be quite fun to think of like silly things for it to do.
Yeah, we kind of keep it low key, so it's kind of more hiding elf around the place.
He's gone exploring around the house and found a different place to hide each night.
Exactly. With maybe the occasional slightly more silly one, but you can't have huge expectations right at the start, or it's just going to go nuts and you're going to drive yourself potty doing it.
Yeah.
Next question.
Okay.
Christmas trees.
Yeah.
Real or natural?
We are all about the natural. Although this year we are using a fake one.
You see, I was so close to being jealous because part of me really likes at least the idea of natural. How come you're switching? Because this might make me feel better.
So we've had a fake one that we've had for a few years. And we tend to use, so we used it when our kids were really young and trees just get pulled over.
Then
we tend to use it if we're going to be going away for Christmas. We're going to my parents' house for a few days, so we're rather than having a real one that's going to drop all the leaves because we don't water it. We're going to use the fake one. But it's not the same.
Oh, no. I mean, you don't get that smell, do you? That kind of Christmas tree smell. You don't get the...
You get ones that have, like, the spray smell, don't you? But imagine that's just, like, a pine disinfectant, and it's...
Yeah, you might as well just get, you know, air freshener and, you know, those Christmas-flavoured air fresheners and just spray it all over the place. We've gone down a weird path, haven't we?
We have, yes.
Why are we talking about Christmas?
Because it's the first day of Advent.
Oh,
it's the lead up to Christmas.
Yes. Okay, is this we are a churchy, Christiany type podcast, and it's Advent, and we should probably talk about that.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
Okay.
It's an important season of the church year.
Obviously. You did.
Yeah.
Is this an appropriate point for me to return to a conversation about how you should become a monk? Or is that too much of a tangent and we should just stick to talking about Advent, or we're just gonna leave everyone behind?
Yeah, let's stick to Advent.
Okay.
So, most important question about Advent for you. What kind of calendar have you got?
Well, I hope it's chocolate. I've got to admit, I've not opened one yet this morning. I hadn't really thought of it. I think we've got like this kind of weird boxy thing where we kind of pull boxes out and there's chocolates that we've already put in there. Don't worry, the kids got a proper chocolate one. We're not complete heathens.
Okay, good.
Because that's what it means. We considered getting a Lego one this year.
Oh, that would be cool.
Which is normally quite cool, but it's like, well...
Probably extortionately expensive.
It was quite pricey when I looked. And I'm like, well, maybe not this year, he says, looking at the reason why we have warm banks and all that sort of stuff.
Yeah. I think it was last year.
Are we allowed to talk politics?
One of the wine ones.
Oh, that's awesome.
That was quite cool.
And very helpful for this time of year, having a bottle of wine a day as you go into Christmas.
What do you mean this time of year?
That's a good point. So, welcome to Misview. This is the podcast where we talk about having a bottle of wine every day.
Communion, Andy, communion.
I love it. So what we're saying is, in this Advent time, we should all have communion every day.
That's what it's all about, apparently.
And there's every chance that we may have both had slightly long days, maybe a long week, and this is not how we are delving into the depths of craziness right now. So, okay, in attempts to bring us back on subject, I was in a Bible study type thing the other day. And this could be, you know, a thing for people who want to do something Christian-y over Christmas, but feel a bit disconnected from the church. This could be an activity for you. Actually, the question was, what does Jesus want for Christmas? My answer for both is quite simple. Are you ready for this?
Yes.
Coffee.
Coffee.
Coffee. Jesus wants coffee.
Did Jesus ever drink coffee?
Answers on a postcard to that one, please. MessyPew@gmail.com or TikToks, Twitters, Facebooks, Instagrams. Did Jesus
and the email address is actually themessypew@gmail.com.
That is very true. You looked up notes before me. Thank you. Did Jesus ever drink coffee? Yes. I mean, I would argue that Jesus wants coffee.
Why you're wanting these things.
Okay. When I say coffee, I don't mean kind of the instant stuff where you kind of throw stuff and hot water and see what comes out.
Yeah, I presume you also don't mean like Starbucks.
No, not until they at least get their tax affairs in order.
And coffee that tastes good.
Well, that too.
That would be helpful.
What I mean is, you know, the sort of coffee with like plunger, you gotta pour your coffee in, pour the hot water in, give it a good stir, a gentle stir, take your time with it, plunge it, well, leave it to, you know, do its coffee thing. And then plunge it and then drink. And that whole kind of exercise of taking your time.
Yeah, I'm not entirely sure you know how to make coffee.
Why? Which bit lost you? The pouring?
Oh, plunger bit. That's where you said unblock a toilet.
I can assure you, it's a different type of plunger. Oh, was that where I've been going wrong?
I don't know. It depends what your coffee tastes like.
Tastes all right. It's not, you know, it tastes better than instant. My point being is that at this time of year, it can be incredibly easy to run around like crazy people.
It can, yes.
And slowing the flip down. Caffeine. And
slowing down
is my point. And, you know, maybe drinking more caffeine to help you with the rest of life could be helpful. That's my Advent thought of the week.
Advent thought of the week. We'll have to have another one next week.
I will look forward to that as much as your good news of the week. Yes. So, I think at that point, we should probably... What's a good word to end a podcast? Or at least start to end a podcast?
Okay, I was going to go with goodbye. But,
We could just say goodbye. Or we could also say... maybe more of a start of a goodbye. I mean, lovely listener, I do apologise. If you've got this far, you've listened to nothing but 18 minutes of us mostly rambling today.
There's nothing mostly about it.
I thank you, but I also slightly judge you. And please forget I said that last bit. Anyway.
There's an important question you haven't answered yet, Andy. Have you got your Christmas tree up yet?
Yeah. It went up last weekend.
Wow.
It's like
did you go for a real one or a fake one?
Oh, it was a fake one.
Okay.
I also wasn't allowed to go for a real one. More to the point.
Yeah.
But I do have designs on, you know, going to B&Q on like Christmas Eve and seeing what happens.
Fair enough, yeah.
You can get them for like 99p at that point. Yeah, exactly. I think we saw them for free from Homebase once.
I'm pretty sure that when I was a kid, my dad would always wait until Christmas Eve just so he could only have to pay a pound for his Christmas tree.
You see, you now I'm a dad.
Until New Year's Eve to have a Christmas tree.
I'm kind of New Year's Eve.
Christmas Eve.
At that point, on the subject of sad Christmas New Year's pasts, thank you for listening. Please, well, maybe don't rate, but please subscribe on your podcast provider and find us on at MessyPew on Twitter, Instagrams, TikToks, Mastodons, or Facebook. Yeah, that's the other one.
Are we on TikTok?
Yeah, we're on TikTok, I think.
Okay, cool.
We could be on TikTok. I'm just going to double check. Are we actually on TikTok?
Who knows? But whilst Andy's checking out,
we are on TikTok.
So with that wonderful news, make sure you come back next week to find out what happens in Advent week 2.
Goodbye.